You can drive through Diker Heights without even knowing it. It's a small sliver of an Italian neighborhood, wedged between Bensonhurst and Bay Ridge. From the outside, the local hair salon, Pier Luca, looks like any other beauty parlor. But step inside, and the haircut becomes the last thing on your mind. Pictures of the Virgin Mary, all set in ornate frames, cover every wall. Figurines of Jesus and the Archangel stand in formation on a corner table. Statues of Christ watch over the shampooing stations. If the Pier Luca Salon was a church, owner Joe Caria would be the rector.
My first piece of art was a statue of the Madonna with Child when my grandmother passed away. And we bought it to Italy, and I bought that piece back. And since then, it just kept on adding and adding and adding 9 years ago.
This mishmash of godliness and hair products attracted Larry Rossiopo. He grew up in a neighborhood just like Diker Heights, where everyday living is combined with religiosity. The more demonstrative, the better. He's a photographer for the Department of Housing, but on weekends, Rossiopo takes pictures of places like Pier Luca and hangs out.
I don't know what saint it is, but you can see the canvas is torn, so it's really aged. Hey, Joe, do you know what saint this is? See this anchor?
I don't know what it is.
Why'd you include it, Joe?
Because it's beautiful. And fits in my decor.
His salon has become a gallery of religious hand-me-downs. Caria gets a lot of his artwork from clients who are either generous or just don't have the space.
The Infinite Prague was given to me by a client who her aunt became a nun in 1936. When she passed away, she didn't know what to do with it, so she gave it to me, and it comes with 12 different outfits, and you change his outfit every month.
Longtime customer Joe DePico has just had his hair washed and styled.
It makes you feel sort of safe in a way, you know? And all the customers here appreciate it. I feel like I'm in charge sometimes, you know, but it's a good feeling.
See you tomorrow. Now we're heading to Bay Ridge to Joe Pez's parking lot shed.
Larry, how would you describe the role that religion plays in your life?
I think that I was marked by being raised a Catholic, in all seriousness, and that it's somehow left me or led me to believe, without sounding corny or stupid, that there's more here than meets the eye. Is that famous Gauguin painting, Who Are We, Where We Come From, Where We Going, the triptych, which I saw that when I was a teenager. I've never forgotten it. I think that's a really great question.
The bells are ringing. My name is Joe Pezza. What's yours? Come and look at my house.
His house is a parking lot booth. Where Pier Luca was serene, Joe Pezza's place is busy. Crosses, pictures of Mary and Jesus, and American flags are plastered on the outside. Inside, religious prints ripped from old calendars paper the ceiling. Pezza's been the parking lot attendant at St. Anselm's Roman Catholic Church for 13 years. The church used to share the lot with Kleinfeld's, the famous bridal shop that moved to Manhattan. Years ago, Pezza tacked up a couple of photos of his parish priests after they passed away. That's how his religious collage got started.
I said, I might as well put the Blessed Mother next to them, or St. Jude or someone. Practically every picture here has a story. For instance, these are my grandchildren. St. Padre Pio, one of my patron saints. And this is Ricky. Ricky had a few parts in Law and Order.
Pezza is 82, and he's not thinking of retiring. His booth looks a little extreme, but it's his way of staying a vital part of the community.
I'm not a religious fanatic, you know. But I'm a strong believer. I have Almighty God. I have so much faith in him. And I've been blessed with a lot of things, meeting nice people.
So we have a present for you. This is a statue of Pope Pius.
Oh, my God.
We add to your collection. Beautiful.
The
beauty
parlor was... The statue was actually given to Joe Caria for his salon, but he decided it didn't quite fit. So he gave it to Rossiopo, who knew Joe Pezza would give it a home.
And it's going to be
swell.
Here as long as I'm here. It'll be...
There you go.
They may not have the same style, but Pezza's parking booth and the Pier Luca Salon do have a lot in common. Both are carefully constructed mosaics of religious symbols and personal history. Both work as savvy advertisement for their owners. And both are trying hard to transcend the mundane and make it just a little bit divine.
You know, there's so much more to be said. But Larry, We don't have time.
For WNYC, I'm Manoush Zomorodi.
But one of these days...